Happy Friday. It's the Joe and Alex Show here on Radio Now. We appreciate you so much. Thank you for making us a part of your day. We know you got a lot of options out there. And hey, you chose us, or your listening device is broken and this is all you can get. Either way, we're glad you're here.
Call the Joe and Alex Show now at 1-833-JOE-ALEX. 1-833-563-2539. Call right now.
Now, I don't know how everybody's going to react to this story that I'm about to present. That's why I need you to call in and join in the conversation. If you're a man or a woman that actually does what I do, and now a recent article came out saying, yeah, this is actually becoming more and more common among men, and I don't have the exact reason why men do it, but does anybody else do this in the bathroom? When you go in there to do number two, man or woman, do you go into the stall or at home, you know, in your bathroom, and take all your clothes off? Now, not your socks, but you take off usually your pants and your shirt and your underwear. So you got your socks and shoes on, but you're pretty much naked doing number two.
Absolutely nobody does that.
Okay.
You do that?
Yes, I do, even here at work. 833-JOE-ALEX. This is why I'm hoping that somebody else will make it so I'm not crazy. Man or woman, when you go number two, you just have to be completely, almost, I mean, you can have your shoes and socks on, but you got to be naked.
I've actually heard this theory before, and I do know some people do it, but I think the majority of people that do it are children. Like, little kids always have to get naked to number two.
Okay.
Yeah, I've heard that.
Okay. That I feel like that's totally different than the reason I do it. I do it because, especially in the summertime, it gets so hot, and when you're in there, like, you want to be as cool as possible, and more air can flow, and it can circulate. Does that make sense to anybody?
I mean, I've done it before, like, when I'm about to hop in the shower, but I don't prefer it.
Why don't you prefer it?
I mean, I know
it takes more time. I get the time-wise, because trust me, when I don't go to the bathroom that often during the show, but you guys see it, I cut it to the wire to when we have to be back on the air, because I got to take my shirt off, take my pants off.
That's insane.
No, but Alex, it's comfortable. Your body needs to be comfortable when you're doing that.
That is so weird.
It's like
I've
extra.
I've never heard of that before.
Hold on. Anna, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. What did you want to say, Anna?
I don't personally do this. However, my son does, and so does my fiance, and I do not understand why.
What?
Are they both?
I just don't get it.
Are they
I don't
both
know.
Male?
It must be a male thing, because I don't know. I go in there to do what I have to do, and I get out. I don't want to get comfortable.
Right.
I mean, they can sit in there for hours, even playing on their phone.
Hours?
And I'm just like, I don't get it. Yeah, hours. Like, my fiance can be in there for about an hour and a half, and I'm like, are you still in there? He's like, yeah, I'm still in here. And I'm like, oh, God.
It's his time to get his news in, read some articles, check his Twitter feed.
But I mean, like, the reason guys do it, Anna, and I don't know if I'm necessarily like the authority on it, but like the reason I do it too is just, I don't know, think about it, how heavy your clothing is, like your pants and your shirt. When that stuff's off, it's good. Now, me, especially, like I said, not to be gross, but in the summertime, I sweat. I mean, I already got swamp ass, and I might as well, you know, be able to air it out more. So that's why
Ew.
I do it. It's not a gross
but,
thing.
I mean,
your butt's.
But what does it help? Like, how does it help? I don't understand. I've asked him. He's like, I don't know.
No,
like,
that's I what mean, I'm saying. I don't have a reason why I'm saying. Well, oh, it's been medically proven to be healthier for you. Like, I don't know why I do it and fellow people do it, but that's why. I can't explain it, but we do it.
Angie said my 19-year-old son does completely naked. He was actually worried about doing this a while ago at boot camp.
Oh, yeah, that's going
to
be awkward.
And then Sean said, I used to, but I stopped around the age of 16. This is wild. I have never heard of this before.
You can vote on our poll on Twitter, at Joe and Alex Show, if you do this or not.
Hold
and it's
on.
Anonymous.
What did you put on the poll? Like, what did you say?
Do
like,
you take
are
all your
you
clothes
a weird
off?
Freak?
No.
Like, Joe? Okay.
I said, do you take all your clothes off to go number two? Yes or no? That's it.
It sounds like these people have digestion problems. Like, it shouldn't be that much work.
No,
to
it, there's no problem with my doo-doo. It's not that. It's being comfortable. Monica, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. What's going on?
So I don't do it, and my husband won't go number two in public no matter what, but at home, when he does strip his clothes off, and I just don't understand it because I go in, I do my business, and that's that.
This is honestly insane.
No, what's insane is people that go to the bathroom and then they have to shower.
How many people?
I've heard of that too.
No, but see, Liv, this is the thing. This is why I've held this in for a while. You guys never knew this about me since we've met. But it's like, I'm not embarrassed by it, but sometimes I feel like I'm my own little island. So, good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Who is this?
Rebecca.
Rebecca, do you go to the bathroom in nothing?
Not me, but whenever my husband and I first got together, he told me that he did this, and I was like, you are insane. And now that, you know, we've been living together for so long, every time he goes, he takes all of his clothes off, doesn't matter what time of day it is, doesn't matter if he's showering after, everything but his socks on, and he just sits there. And like the other caller had said, he can sit there for hours, naked, on the toilet, just on his social media pages.
I can't believe how many people do this.
What's you know what
I mean? It's disgusting. And I just, whenever I walk into the bathroom, I just look at him and I'm like, you're sitting here with your long socks on. You have your phone in your hand. Are you done pooping? And he's like, I'm done. But I just think I'm so comfortable. I feel so comfortable. I'm like, how? Don't you feel disgusting? You're absolutely naked. Just sitting there.
You know what? Like, it sounds like you love your husband, but that right there is really not good for your relationship. If you want a long, sustaining marriage, you've got to quit being so critical, okay?
No, I think, Rebecca, what we've learned from your call and all the other women who called in who said, it's not me, but it's my husband, is that women are normal. It's the guys who are freaks.
What does Lindsay think about this, your wife, Joe?
Well, usually it doesn't happen because she does, you know, usually I'm alone a lot. I don't know if Lindsay actually knows that I do this because she doesn't come in the bathroom when I do that. And if if I am naked, like in the bathroom showering or something, like or she is, it's like, well, duh, of course they're naked because we're going to get in the shower like when we see each other.
She's going to learn today.
You're going to learn, Lindsay.